This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Born for being on the air. We are born conversationalists here on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, how do you do? Monday, the 30th of July. We're going to remind Jennifer that this is the last Monday in the month of July. We'll have to do it in absentia because Jennifer is involved in some thing with Sean Spicer. I'm not sure.
I think it was his book release party or something last night or something related to his new book that's got a lot of buzz.
Having a party. All right, speaking of buzz, Victoria, it is your job to give us the items that are of interest to our, at least one that is that has people buzzing, that is on the top of mind, that is a trender. So take it away. How do we do it? We could do this, Kara.
Well, this isn't really a happy story, so I wouldn't.
Calm down. Okay, there you go.
Take it down. Away. So everyone's talking, of course, about the Shasta County, California wildfires. By Sunday night, it has engulfed 100,000 acres, and 16 people have been reported missing. 9 of them have been found so far. 7 are still missing, and the fire has also claimed 6 lives so far, including a firefighter and a bulldozer operator who was working to help extinguish the fire. The police chief said that one of the major problems that they're having is communication. And in a day where you would think everyone doesn't leave the house without their cell phone, apparently a lot of people did. And the problem is no one knows anyone's phone number anymore. So they can't even tell the police whose number to call to let their relatives know that they're okay and to try to track down the ones that are missing. And that's one of those times where it really does kind of give you a kick in the head reminder. You know, you really should memorize the most important numbers in your phone. We were talking about this over the weekend. All of us are guilty of that. I don't know anyone's phone number anymore. So it's you know, when you have these types of natural disasters happen, communication is the difference between life and death.
Well, there are these the fires, the natural and the set one, the sorts of things that are going on. The heat in California has been very difficult.
It's really bad. Yeah.
It's been difficult here where we are on the East Coast. I was on the West Coast over the weekend, and it was actually, according to them, it was quite pleasant. I will tell you, it was hot. It wasn't sticky hot. It was just yesterday, my son Brendan and my grandson Miles and I went to the park, as we usually do on Sunday mornings, and spent a couple of hours there. And I walked a good deal of the way, because that's part of the neighborhoods. The concept of me living in California versus me living on the farm is like night and day. So we walk a lot of places in California, the three of us walked back from the park to the house to go have brunch. And I want to tell you, I worked up a heck of a sweat, and it was just a walk, and we were walking on the shady side of the street. So it was just noticeable. I said that to Brennan, wow, it really feels hot. And he looked at me and he smiled. He said, Dad, it was 118 here last week.
Yeah. And apparently, and I don't know if it was in the 90s this weekend, maybe. Do you think it was in the upper 90s? Or
in
was it
California?
Yeah.
Well, in Los Angeles County, it was. Yeah, I would say that yesterday was 94, 95, like in there.
Yeah, apparently that's supposed to continue this week, which is going to, they say it's going to make the wildfires even more difficult because the extreme heat and the dryness, it's just, it's a really bad combination.
Yeah.
100,000 acres in such a short amount of time, that's insane.
Yeah. Well, there have been other fires this year. There have been all the fires last year. There have been fires not only here in our country. Look at the situation in Greece. They can't seem to pull themselves out of that either. That whole scenario, even though most everything that could burn has burned in that area that's around Athens, it still is, when you look at that, and that's closer to a population center, look at what happened there, you see the fire potential, the devastation, destruction. There's nothing, you know, people talk a lot about hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes and stuff. There's nothing, nothing scarier or worse than an out-of-control fire, yeah. In my opinion. There's, because you can't do anything, you can't run away from it. Look at Maria Trilogy, our resident astrologer who's heard every day on this program. Her son, about a year ago at this time, got killed in those Northern California fires. And she still hasn't gotten over it. It was because
of the
way.
Well, I don't think you ever get over that, right?
No, but I think more, Victoria, it's kind of the way you think of, you know, the what happens to somebody that gets in one of those things. The horrors of it, I think, are so, they're bone-chilling. I think maybe that's the way of describing it, just bone-chilling. And then people can more relate to it, because it's something that we all kind of see or feel the essence of every day. You know, you have fires in your fireplace in the wintertime. Your heat, your water, things all are warmed by a flame, barbecues. I don't know. There's something more about it. You can actually see it and visualize and think, oh, wow. And even if you carry it down to the most basic, and this is one of the reasons, and I think I've said this before, perhaps in a more crude way, I always have people, an email from a guy over the weekend, you have the strangest way of looking at things. Well, maybe I just have a strange, I have a mind that interprets things differently. But when I see or hear or smell something on the grill, it makes me nauseous.
Huh.
I'm talking about flesh now. I'm talking about the flesh of an animal, which is really what, you know, think about it for a second. The flesh of an animal, the beef that you put on the flame, is the same basically as your body, your muscle. The animal, the cow, more than the lamb or the pig or, you know, some kind of bird. But it still is flesh that had blood going through it at one point in time. And
I hope no one's eating breakfast right
well,
now.
Well, I'm telling you, that's kind of what goes on. If you like it, you don't like it. I'm telling you what goes on in my mind.
All right? Like, you don't even like the smell of a veggie burger on the grill.
Well,
you don't like anything on the grill.
I don't really know. I don't like anything on the grill. And I'm not going to repeat what I said because it seemed to upset some people. A couple of years ago, I referred to it as reminding me of what it must have been in some other circumstance, but I'm not going to repeat that because you all got upset with me. But at any rate, okay, so fires, we come to the bottom line, fire is bad. But yet it isn't, in a sense. Think about how the world progressed. Here's the other way. This is the balance. The hands are up in the air at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock, so we'll bring them to midnight or to noontime. Without fire, where would we be? You wouldn't have ever had the Industrial Revolution because things were first propelled by steam that required a fire to cook the water. Think of a locomotive. Think of a factory. Think of whatever you can think of. The internal combustion engine is a fire. What happens when the gasoline is ignited by a spark? That's what spark plugs are for. It's a fire. It's a controlled explosion that makes your car move. Think about the fire that's underneath the space ships that take off. Look at the burn that goes on there. So there's a plus, minus, positive, negative. It's just something to think about. Fire is an amazingly provocative thing to watch. Somebody lights a cigarette or a, you know, look at the fire, the flame there and what it does. I think you can think about all of the ways you use fire and flame.
Well, if you ever want to have a nerdy but fun debate with your friends, talk about which element is the most vital. I've actually had that discussion before.
Really? And?
There's no right answer, if you think about it.
Well, but
you can't live without oxygen. You can't live without water. You can't live without heat. Or you die from the elements, from exposure. So there, it's an interesting debate of what people kind of cling to, you know, what they immediately think of is so important.
Yeah.
You can't live without water. You need water. So it's, but it is an interesting debate. It is very nerdy, and after a few glasses of wine late at night, it gets kind of interesting.
Speaking about a few glasses of wine, I bet you had a few this week. I actually had. Did you see the Jennifer posted?
What were you drinking? A watermelon gimlet?
I think
is
so.
Is that what that was?
Yeah,
or was it strawberry? Or was it strawberry?
No, it was strawberry. Yeah. Did you post it on our Facebook page?
I did not, but Jennifer sent me the picture of it.
Yeah.
And then you sent back,
the two of you sent back a rather, well, Kara, and they weren't really necessarily snarky remarks. They were thoughtful remarks about what I had dinner with Jennifer.
Well, because you and Jennifer's dad were singing together.
Oh, we were. Oh, yeah.
In the video, that was the comment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
so I said, does he sing more or less when he's actually drinking? Meaning you.
Yes.
Because we don't know.
And what was her response? Because
I didn't get a response. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer is.
We were at the end of the hallway. This is in Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Pasadena, and the three of us were sitting there. And when I came in. Mike and I are great friends, and so we have the same sort of radio values. We've been on radio for about as long each of us have, and so we went back to those thrilling days of yesteryear when some of us sang on the air, and we actually were singing, and the people around us were enjoying us singing, so that encouraged us to sing a little more. Mm-hmm. And then I had a couple of sips of that whatever it was, and...
Did you drink the whole thing?
Nope. I did not drink the whole
thing. Okay. So a couple of sips and that was it.
That was it. Yep. Right. So, and it was late. And by the time I got out of there, it was 1 o'clock East Coast time. So I'd been up for like 20 hours and I did that and a little bit of a Mai Tai or whatever that was would have not sent me home quickly or well, probably. At any rate, so that's it. Yeah, you can post that.
And you live to tell the tale.
I did, and back on the East Coast I am, and it's 18 after the hour. Time for us to reference here. I got a good night's sleep last night, even though I didn't get a lot of sleep. I got a great night's sleep. And it's, you know, you come back from something like that, and you go to bed, you get in. I got in about 1 o'clock, and sometimes I lay awake. Sometimes you just charged up from just whatever it was that you were doing. But I didn't. I get my pillows around me, and I fell asleep. And when I fell asleep, I stayed asleep and thought, wow, this is really great when I woke up this morning. Get a better night's rest, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. Do not spend the night tossing and turning. Do not wake up every time you sort of roll over. We all kind of roll over a little bit here and there. Find your MyPillows. And if you don't have your MyPillows, may I suggest this is a good time to get them because they have a deal. They always have deals. You can get 50% off. 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows right now. That's the deal at MyPillow.com using the code DJV. Promo code DJV, helping you get a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. There are lots of other things that are there. The premium pillows, of course, are fabulous. Your pet pillow, comfort for your dog or your cat. Get that, too. Use the promo code for whatever you buy at MyPillow.com. The promo code is DJV.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. you create 9/11, do 9/11, then you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Singing from the Friday Night Dinner, or shall we just dive into the story? Neil Diamond here on the DJV show with Victoria and Kara and Doug. Neil gave an unexpected performance for firefighters battling a blaze near his home in Colorado. His Rock and Roll Hall of Fame expertise took to the stage to play Sweet Caroline, amongst others, for dozens of firefighters gathered at the command post for the fire that's burning in central Colorado. This, again, another one of these horrible fire events. The video shows Diamond thanking firefighters for their efforts to save his community. I think we all remember the story of him at 77 retiring rather abruptly from his touring this past winter. Says he was diagnosed with Parkinson's. A couple of people are accused of igniting this fire, which is on Lake Christine. The fire, and this, by the way, has been going on for about a month there. I get frustrated with this because, as we were saying a few minutes ago, talking about fires, what do you do with the people who start them? What is there? The accident
versus this is from a shooting range. So
yeah,
I
right.
don't think that it was anything illegal, but
no.
Yeah, but it's still
careless. Very careless.
Yeah.
So this fire has engulfed 20 square miles at the moment, knocked down 3 homes. 450 people are helping to fight the battle, which now has been contained. So this is tough stuff. It is, really is. All right, so that's nice to know that he is thoughtful and thankful. Those are two great things to be, thoughtful and thankful. 26 past the hour, here's some music from Taylor Swift, which also underscores her being thoughtful and thankful. She's helping ease the pain of the mayor of the city of Weymouth, Massachusetts. She was in the stadium over the weekend. I think it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. Thursday night, I was down in Foxborough with Bob, and he told me that, it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, because it was, the first concert was that night, and then Friday and Saturday sold out, again, a huge stadium, 100 people in Gillette Stadium.
That's got to be close to 100,000, right?
100,000, yeah, right.
Maybe, yeah.
Anyway, so she was there. Can you imagine she sold it out for 3 nights?
She did it at Giant Stadium, too, 3 nights. And that's definitely 100,000 because they rebuilt that. So,
wow.
Yeah. 3 nights there. She's this tour has been
backing them
doing
in.
Really well. She's made a lot of money with it, so and people seem to like it.
So the mayor of Weymouth, where this police officer was killed last week, said that Taylor Swift donated a significant number of tickets for her shows in Foxborough. They were distributed among city police officers. For example, Weymouth, well, there are a couple of different stories about who went and how they went, but they were basically to honor Michael Chesna, who was killed while investigating a car crash a couple of weeks ago. I think, it was a couple of weeks ago. Same person.
Did you hear
also,
about this story? Is this like a local?
Yeah. Yeah, no, this is.
I know it's not
GoFundMe
that close to you,
thing.
But yeah.
Well, Weymouth is down the South Shore. It's about 15 miles from me. But there's been a big to-do here locally.
There's a manhunt happening, right?
Yeah,
for the same, they're
looking for this guy.
This person killed another innocent bystander.
Right, And the mayor says there are enough tickets to send every police officer, firefighter, and extended family member to the concert, and then some. So they did what they did with the extras. They passed them on to police in other departments, and the mayor thanked Taylor for the gesture on behalf of the town, which is appropriate as well. All of it very appropriate, thoughtful, and thankful. That would be how I would describe, as I said, both what Taylor Swift did and what Neil Diamond did. 28 past the hour here on the Monday DJV program.
The Shadow of Silver. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once a poor man sat down to eat the scraps he was given by passers-by outside of a fancy seafood restaurant. The owner of that restaurant demanded a silver coin from the poor man for taking in the beautiful smells of the expensive food they created inside. The poor man didn't have money like that to give away, so the two of them went before a judge. The judge said, "A silver coin it is. You two go outside," and then she pointed to the poor man and said, "You hold a coin up in the sunlight." And then to the rich store owner, she said, "And when that coin casts a shadow, that shadow is yours for the taking. If the cost of the smell of fish is a silver coin, then the payment will be doled out with the shadow of that coin. Only the mean-spirited and insecure try to take advantage of others." For more on life, visit drchristianconti.com.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com. Because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months and $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
These are extreme conditions.
That's Cal Fire Director Ken Pimlott speaking of the Carr Fire in Northern California, where at least two communities have already been destroyed, and at least 40,000 people remain out of their homes, and more evacuations are possible. Another fire official says they're calling in some help.
We are currently utilizing the National Guard, and they're coming in to help us in all facets of this incident, from support to fire suppression.
That's on top of the 3,000 firefighters already there. At least six people have died from the fire, two of them firefighters, four of them civilians. President Trump says he's okay with shutting the government down over immigration reform, sending out a barrage of tweets on Sunday, one threatening a shutdown, saying he'll make it happen if Democrats don't give him the votes for a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience. who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Come up with a word to describe the DJV show. I would say awesome. Oh, I like that word. Jennifer is not here today, so it is not as awesome as it normally is, but it's pretty awesome anyway with Victoria and Carrie here. All right, beside awesome, Victoria, what word would you use to describe this program, please?
Engaging?
Engaging. That's good.
Carrie, I hope it is.
Yes, it is. Yes, Kara. A word to describe the program, please.
Early. Early in the morning.
Okay. All right. Trending. This will probably be a conversation through the day today. You may or may not have heard that ICE officials are not going to be able to access the city of Philadelphia's arrest database, which is significant because it could end up being sort of viral. You know, once one city does it, it's like a lot of other things. One group or company does something and everybody else follows suit. The mayor of Philadelphia, Jim Kenney, said he can, quote, cannot in good conscience allow ICE to use the Philadelphia Police Department's Preliminary Arraignment Reporting System. It's known as PARS. Mr. Kenney says that ICE was using the database to target and arrest undocumented immigrants without criminal convictions. He also said ICE acknowledged its use of the database, and that can result in immediate immigration enforcement against people who haven't been accused of any crimes. Recently, Philadelphia's seen anti-ICE protesting. Protesters had demanded the city stop giving ICE access to PARS, so this is a political move on the part of Mayor Kenney. I don't know when he's up for re-election. But because it is a sanctuary city, that tells you where the political mindset is in the city. It limits cooperation between local law enforcement and ICE anyway.
Is that legal? Is it legal for him
no.
to withhold that?
No.
Or is this going to now turn into a big court battle?
Depends on what the Trump administration wants to do. But they have been clear about this in California, whether they are clear about it. You know, the city of San Francisco is embroiled in a huge, very expensive lawsuit against the government. City taxpayers are paying through the nose, and we are paying through the nose for all of this stuff. And one wonders, at what point does it stop? It is something that this doesn't sort of stand on its own, Victoria,
mm-hmm.
in that they'll use some more information that's coming out today to sell the idea that we have to do this. And frankly, I'm in a quandary. I think we need to be getting rid of people who come to this country who are troublemakers. I would like to think that we are encouraging people who come here to do the right thing, because it annoys me, and I think it's not fair. As a matter of fact, I think it's pretty damned outrageous, the number of people who come here and just want to suck off of the public teat without giving anything back again, i.e. taxes, and then people say, well, the illegals pay taxes. Bunkum. Most of the illegals are working in jobs like landscapers, and they don't ever pay taxes on anything. They don't get a check, they get cash. So don't try to sell it with that. That's nonsense. There are some who do, but it's not because they want to, it's because they have to. And many of them have phony IDs, phony social security numbers, all that stuff. So if you're going to take the thing that bugs me about it is, it takes less effort to be legal than it does to be illegal. And so why not just take the easy way out? If you're here and you can contribute, then fine. You've come here for a reason. So don't be a selfish SOB and, you know, basically want something for nothing, which is what so many of the people who come here illegally want. And there are ancillary stories that sort of back this up or that underscore what's going on. I saw something over the weekend, on the plane that really got my attention. And it isn't about illegal necessarily, but it does underscore how our population is changing. 13% of our population, which is about 40-some-odd million people, born in another country. This is the highest level that's ever been, and that's not in and of itself bad. I think there are a lot of people who come to this country who contribute, and it's okay. I think that's that part of it doesn't. If we have people who are here who are contributing, now, that's one problem. You're not contributing. Is this another problem, i.e., the fact that this 13% of our population does not speak English at home? Most speak of this group Spanish at home. There's a report out today that I saw in the LA Times yesterday from the Migration Policy Institute, finds 22% of the U.S. population doesn't speak English at home. 13% is foreign-born, 22% doesn't speak English at home. That's the highest it has ever been. And in places like Nevada, 31%, Florida, 29% don't have any conversation at home in English. And a lot of people that I know who have come here that are immigrants speak it at home because they think it's what, in order to survive, you got to learn English. Like it or you don't like it, but that's what's being done in my area, in this area, because a lot of Brazilians live here in this part of the suburban Boston area. So anyway,
but a lot of people, a lot of immigrants throughout the history of American immigration, you know, the great immigration generation from the late 1880s, a lot of those people couldn't speak English until the youngest of the generations, whether they
went
were born
school.
Here or not, until they started learning English.
Yeah.
And then it became a way to preserve culture, though. Even the people at home who could speak English still chose to speak their native language as a way of preserving their culture in a new place. And I think that happens a lot. I'm in New York City, so there's so many pockets of very diverse ethnic groups. And that is their way of preserving their own culture,
This
but speaking English during the day, you know, at work.
Yeah, Right. Here's sort of something that helps smooth that out, or people understand what you just said. I think. Tell me if this agrees with what you were just saying or thinking. The number of immigrants in the last 8 years has increased 9% in our country. The foreign-born population up 15% or more. Mm-hmm. So immigrants up, but those who come from another country and who've come here, the number of immigrants in the last 8 years up 9%, but the foreign-born, by that is, it's really pretty amazing. And the states, North Dakota, West Virginia, South Dakota, Delaware, Nebraska, Minnesota, Wyoming, Pennsylvania, Alaska, Indiana, Florida, Nevada, Washington, Iowa, and Maryland are the states where there has been the biggest influx.
That's very interesting, because those are some of those states you wouldn't think of.
Where are you, South Dakota? What the hell are you going to South Dakota for?
Right, and I don't want to say, anything disparaging about South Dakota, but that's not, if I was looking at a map of the U.S. and I was coming from, let's say, you know, Columbia, I don't think I'd choose South Dakota.
Right. So here's,
wouldn't make the short list.
Being a farmer, here's my read on that. That's where farming opportunities exist. That's what these people, many
Could
of them,
be,
know
yeah.
best, and that's why they're going there. They're all
right.
farm states. All right, so to back up sort of what's going on today, the International Day of Friendship, UN General Assembly and their friendly attitude, they've proclaimed today the International Day of Friendship. This resolution started in 2011. Recognizing the friendship between the individuals that come from various countries and countries themselves and cultures can inspire, among other things, peace efforts and build bridges between communities. I think there's nothing more true than that. I'm not a big fan of the UN, don't have to be, to agree with this. I think the more people understand about what goes on in other countries and more understand what people do and how they think and how they live, that brings people together. It doesn't separate them.
Absolutely.
And we have become extraordinarily ignorant in this country. Only 29% of the population has a passport. That's unheard of in most other, certainly in Western supposedly first world countries or civilized countries. For example, in England, 85% of the population has a passport. You don't need one to move among the EU countries, but still the Spanish and the Italians and the French, Scandinavia, huge percentage of the population has passports.
Yeah.
So, and more, I was on the bus to go get on the plane yesterday afternoon, leaving Los Angeles to come back to Boston, and we stopped in front of the Tom Bradley terminal and waited for about 4 minutes as a huge group of Chinese came across. There had to have been 100 of them. There were three buses sitting waiting for him, and this tour leader, you know how they do with a card up, follow me, and these are all kids from China that have come to visit America. It's very interesting to see those sorts of things. When you go near, especially in a city like Los Angeles, West Coast cities especially, they love West Coast cities. They come and visit, and it's just so dramatic to see that many of them. And so obviously, they landed on a plane from China, and they walk out and then they go get on the bus and go have whatever their experience is. And it helps. I've long said,
they're just staking their claim. They're picking out where they want to live when China takes over America.
I think many of my experiences lead me to believe that this is probably better. It's probably good. Everybody wants to come here for whatever the reason. And there are a lot of great reasons to want to come here, for sure. That the way that they sort of, if the word is inculcate, they sort of expand themselves into our system, into our culture. It just is really very interesting. So, congratulations to those who want to celebrate this. It's not a bad thing. Let's get to what's on television here at 45 past the hour. Let's see, Jennifer's not here, so Victoria, you can do the lineup. I have a couple of things that are of interest. I don't know how many have heard that the Conners, that show that is the outgrowth of Roseanne, mm-hmm. is coming back into the TV schedule in October. That announcement from ABC. This is the official premiere date, October 16th, 8 o'clock time slot. Opening act for the premiere of three other comedies are going to start. A new series called The Kids Are All Right, returning Blackish, and Splitting Up Together. I don't know what that's the show that was on last season.
Yeah, that's Ellen DeGeneres is the executive producer of that, and
really?
People seem to really like it. Yeah, huh. At first the concept was weird. I think people kind of didn't want to watch it, but then when they did, they really liked it.
And Nathan Fillion's new police drama, The Rookie.
That looks good.
There's a show called, it was called Rookie Blue, I think, that was a police thing. This is on Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock, so that comes on the same day as well.
And he's so likable and watchable. I was a huge fan of Castle, and so I'm happy
Castle.
To see him back.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a great show.
All right, AMC has cleared Talking Dead host Chris Hardwick returning to the show as of the 12th of next month. Why is that important? 6 weeks after the network pulled him off the air because he was accused of being an abuser, his girlfriend, Chloe Dykstra. What's the follow-up on that, Victoria?
You know, the follow-up just seems to be, I haven't read a whole lot about it, that he was yanked off of everything, including the website and company he helped co-found. They took his name off of that. I guess the investigation at AMC at the network led to people not having any complaints about him, so you can't deny someone work if no one has any complaints about you.
Right.
You know, if in your personal life, and this is where this kind of stuff gets a little dicey, you know, it was a pretty horrendous story of what the ex-girlfriend said happened.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's married now, and the wife says that's not her experience with him. So, you know, who do you believe? I don't know. Yep. It's a tough one.
Yeah. Also, First Lady Melania Trump, I don't know where this came from, she watches any channel she wants. Apparently, the president, according to the rumors anyway, was upset because she was watching CNN on Air Force One. This seems like sort of one of those trashy stories. How much truth there is to it? Is there supposed to...
It got so much coverage that because I guess there's press that travels on the web.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
yeah,
I think that this there may be some meat to this because he does. Apparently, Trump does have a rule that he wants Fox News on all the time, every day, all the time, and that's he does want CNN on. And so her representative did release a statement and kind of loosely referenced the fact that Melania is going to watch what Melania wants to watch. It was a very sort of defiant, you know, kind of response to the story. So there may have actually been some truth to that one.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, that's that story. What do we have tonight to look forward to, Victoria?
Well, tonight, if you're a fan of The Bachelorette on ABC at 8 p.m., the men tell all. The most memorable bachelors from this season return to confront each other and Becca one last time. Over on USA at 8 p.m., WWE has Monday Night Raw, if you're into the wrestling thing. There's a new episode of Dietland at 9 p.m. on AMC. That's a show that's getting a lot of buzz. I haven't seen that yet, but people really seem to like that a lot. And then at 10 p.m. on CBS is a brand new episode of Elementary. Holmes and Watson investigate the poisoning of a relocation expert.
Wow. That's pretty exciting, huh? Why would somebody watch with a trailer like that? So why would that get you? Just the fact that...
I watch that show every week. I'm obsessed with that show.
Yeah.
What
grabs you about it, though? Why do you watch it?
The chemistry between Lucy Liu as Joan Watson and Sherlock is incredible. It's so... And it's just really well written, and the acting is just top.
So that's
notch.
More important. That explains it better. Thank you. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tech Talk time at 53 past the hour here on the DJV show. Victoria and I, mostly Victoria actually, going through some technology updates. Walmart. Aha, here we go into the world of Walmart and the self-driving car. Why does that not fit together in my mind?
Well, Walmart wants you to start thinking of things like that in pairs. So Walmart shoppers in Chandler, Arizona will get a glimpse of the future of transportation later this week when they start chauffeuring customers in Waymo's autonomous cars, a.k.a. driverless cars. So you can go and do your shopping at Walmart, and then you can catch a ride from your house to the store. You'll be in one of Waymo's self-driving Chrysler Pacifica vans, so there's plenty of room for all of your family and your groceries. And what you won't even need to do, if you're part of this group of customers and you can sign up for this pilot program, you don't even actually have to get out of the car if you don't want to. Walmart employees will have your order in advance, and they will bring it to the car and pack it up for you, and then the driverless car will take you back home. This is the closest, if you think about it, it is the closest scenario to the Jetsons of anything that I've come across so far. We're now so lazy that we have a driverless car, and we don't even get out of the driverless car. Someone delivers everything to the car for us.
Here comes, is that how the Jetson thing goes? Here comes Molly, or whatever her name was.
Yeah, it was something, I forget the words, but yeah, it was something along that. So this pilot program is actually limited to Chandler, Arizona for right now. It includes some deals on groceries, but Walmart is trying to, they're footing the bill for the program, so this won't cost anybody anything. Yeah, and so they're really trying to figure out how they can use autonomous vehicles. They have partnered with Waymo, and so they're really trying to figure out what's the best, most efficient use of all this technology. It's also another example of Walmart and Google, because this is Google software, working together to try to take down Amazon. And Amazon, this could be better than Amazon Prime's Now delivery, which is only in certain cities, and it's a two-hour delivery window. It's not as good as actually just, you know, calling up Walmart, placing your order, and then having it put in the car for you. So this may be a win for Walmart and Google.
One of the things that could happen here, there's a lot of controversy about all the money that Bezos has, with an update on that to $150 billion, the value of Amazon, and the family from the Waltons, the Walmart people. Maybe they would somehow or other, when they're doing things like this, if there's a way of them offering it to people who are less fortunate economically, it gives them some good PR. In other words, they pay for it, not the customer. Is that
right?
Does that make sense? Am I too social? Is that a socialistic point of view?
I'm shocked at you.
I mean,
no, I think that Walmart, you know, I think Walmart is always conscious of what their consumers pay and what they earn. And I think that that's something that could be a possibility.
Is Amazon likewise?
I don't think so. I that could be wrong, but you know, Amazon does take food stamps and things like that. But when I think of Amazon, I don't personally. I think of a little more of an elitist thing than, and that's just maybe my own. That's just my own opinion.
Got it.
But that's kind of what I think of them.
According to a recent University of Phoenix survey, only a third of U.S. adults feel their company is very prepared for a cyber attack. Of that group, a quarter say it's because they don't have an expert on staff. So let's see how we can fix that. Andy Solomon has some suggestions and ideas.
Despite cyber attacks reaching record highs last year, only 20% of U.S. adults have considered a career in cybersecurity, according to the University of Phoenix poll. Dennis Bonilla, Executive Dean for the College of Information Systems and Technology at University of Phoenix, has more.
Only 1 in 10 survey respondents are very familiar with more technical cybersecurity job titles, like penetration tester and ethical hacker, and between 20 to 50% have never heard of them. These professionals are vital to help organizations combat malicious hackers and protect data.
When asked why they had never considered a career in cybersecurity, nearly a quarter of U.S. adults said they did not have the proper skills. However, more than 30% of respondents said that they possess IT skills used in cybersecurity, like programming, software developing, and coding.
University of Phoenix can help provide the educational foundation to obtain or sharpen IT knowledge and skills and gain an understanding of roles and responsibilities in this field.
For more information about pursuing an education in cybersecurity, go to phoenix.edu.
All right, back to our focus on technology. 3D, and maybe not such a good thing. What's the scoop here?
Yeah, well, 3D printers, we've been hearing a lot about them, all the capabilities they have. They can pretty much make anything. And starting August 1st, they will be able to make guns legally, including the AR-15, which is unfortunately the gun of choice in American mass shootings. All 3D printed guns will be untraceable, and if you make them yourself, no background check is required. This is horrific news, I think, for people's safety.
Yeah, well, it's the sign of the times, though, my friend. It is a sign of the times. 59 past the hour here, Tech Talk.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.